Hello, and welcome to the Acting Notes Podcast, the podcast where we talk about all things acting from tips and tricks to business information. I'm your host, Justin Powell, and today we're going to talk about how to maintain the passion in your acting career. I'll explain. I've had an interesting couple of days where I've spoken to some very, very talented artists that I know. And I've heard this from three of them. They talked about how they felt like they were potentially going to be leaving acting behind. Now, that's their decision, of course. It saddens me because I see such amazing actors and actresses that are saying this. But for one reason or another, they've either come to the decision or are very seriously contemplating stopping acting. And I had one of them ask me, "How do you keep up your passion for acting?" And I had never really thought about it. But I do have a tremendous passion for this craft. I love learning from different books, from different types of teachers. I love watching interviews with actors. I love movies. I love watching film and cinema. And that hasn't gone away for me. But why do we begin to lose passion in the work? Well, first, I think we need to ask ourselves, what draws us to acting? Why did you decide to pursue this career? That's a good thing to check in with frequently, anyway. And just a good question to ask yourself, why did you choose to become an actor? For many people, it's the experience. I always answer by saying when I'm acting, when I'm in front of a camera or I'm on stage, my heart feels so alive. My soul feels like it's flying. It's a divine experience for me. I think if that went away, if that was something I couldn't find anymore, then I might leave as well. But as of yet, that has not been the case. Even on projects that aren't necessarily my favorite or a role that I'm not wildly inspired to play, I still find that same joy once it begins. So I think if you're coming from a place of loving the craft of acting, of loving performing, your sustainability is probably going to be a bit better off than if you're just coming into this because of the fame or the money. And there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. We often decry those kind of ambitions. But really, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I do think it hurts your ability to stay committed to the work. Because to get to those places, you have to put in a tremendous amount of work. I think if you are only pursuing this for money or for recognition, you'll soon find that there are a lot of other avenues that can get you there without the toughness that this one comes with. Now, you might be thinking, well, I do have a reason for doing this. It's because I love it. I think that love and passion can begin to dim when we start to encounter the business. When we start to see that the purity that we find in acting is not always the same as what we're going to see throughout the career. First off, it's tough to get roles, right? It's tough to do what we love to do. Getting access to work often requires auditions, finding the right roles, getting the right headshots, meeting the right people, doing well in the audition, doing well in the callback, doing well in the screen test. And even then, you might not get the part. It's tough to get roles, especially early on, that will even pay you enough to make this something you can pursue with 100% of your being. And that's something we want to do, right? Many artists deal with the struggle of perfectionism, of no half-weighing things. And I get that. But I think sometimes we get so caught up with wanting to move the mountain that we don't realize we have to move some of the smaller rocks first. That this career is a marathon, not a sprint, that you are moving a mountain day by day by day, and that mountain starts to dwindle with each day's work you put in. But beyond that, it's not just that it's tough to get these auditions and these parts. It's how much we have to work at other jobs that usually don't pay us well enough and require a lot of hours of work that can be draining, that can make it tough to come home and want to work on a monologue or read a play. After working a 12-hour shift, you might just want to come home and watch some Netflix, and I don't blame you. So there are a lot of reasons why our passion can dim in this work. But how do we keep it alive? How do we keep those flames stoked? Well, first, I think hope is active. It's a choice. Oftentimes, we think hope is a passive thing. You either have it or you don't, but I think part of it comes from just shifting your mindset to one of abundance and hope. The more we can instill that within ourselves, the more motivated we will be to do that work when we get off of our day job shift, to submit those auditions, to take the extra time to work on the character beforehand, to go out to that networking event even though we're tired and we feel like it might not lead to anything. But it's not just having hope that we need. We need to change our mindset. And sometimes that can mean taking a break for a while. There's nothing wrong with taking a month or two off. I had a friend recently who took off 6 months so that she could set herself up a bit better financially to keep pursuing. There's nothing wrong with that. You're still an actor or you're still an actress. Sometimes we need to take time to recharge ourselves, to refocus, to recognize that our value and our personhood is more than just our acting. And it can get tough. It can get tough talking to family and friends about your career because having 3 auditions in 1 week and not booking anything from the outside might seem like it's not going very well, but to us, we know that's a very good week. And a quick note on that, you know, sometimes it can feel as though our friends and family are the biggest critics of our acting, in the sense that they're always asking things like, how long are you going to keep pursuing this? Is it really going well out there? And these questions can make us feel a bit insecure. And I don't think it's their fault. Now, in some cases, it might be. I don't know. Someone might be doing it maliciously. But what I imagine is they're asking these questions because they care about you. Sure, they might not be showing it in the best way. And I think that's a moment of communication you can have with them. Of open communication. But that does come from a place of care. Usually. Again, I can't give a blanket statement to every single time that kind of question has been asked of an actor, but I think usually they're coming from a place of care. So we need to focus on hope, on abundance, and on the reality of what this career often is for people, which is long and arduous. Even some of the best actors or actors you see all the time on television or in films have down periods where they do not get work. So that is something to be expected. And the question is, how can we set up our lives in a sustainable way that allows us to keep pursuing this passion? We'll talk about that after the break. I'd like to thank BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. You know, I think mental health is something that is important for everyone in the world. I think therapy is something everyone should do, really. And I think it's important for actors, too. One, this industry is hard, right? There's lots of challenges and obstacles. Oftentimes, you're getting told no. You're grinding and working so hard, and sometimes that can take a toll on your mental health. Well, it's important beyond just the career that we take care of ourselves, and BetterHelp is something that can help you with that. In fact, it can help you better. Horrible joke, but you know, had to get it in there. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 30,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. And that way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you. More scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. You can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/theactingnotes. That's betterhelp.com/theactingnotes. And we're back. So the question I asked before that nice little break was, how do we set up our lives in a sustainable way so that we can continue pursuing our passion? I had a friend once tell me that you should consider how low you're willing to go to continue pursuing your art. There's no wrong answer. Are you willing to sleep in your car to keep pursuing your work? Are you willing to, I don't know, I don't have a better example, to be honest. But ask yourself that question. How low are you willing to go? Are you willing to skip out on any vacations to continue pursuing your art? And there's balances there. There's no right answer. If you say, no, I don't want to skip vacations, that's okay. In fact, I think in many ways that might be better for the long term. I think it's good to disconnect from our work from time to time. And again, just remember that we are more than our acting, than our artistry. That is a huge part of who we are, but it is not us. We are so much more. But it's good to know where your line is. And then start asking yourself, what can I do that is sustainable for my career? How can I make this work better? This balance. For some people, serving is a fantastic job for them to pursue their acting. It's flexible. They make pretty good money. They don't get too frustrated with it. For me, I don't think I could do serving. I think I would lose my mind. Can you find a job that's maybe related to acting or art that can sustain you and fulfill you while also giving you the finances you need to live safely, to build the life you want, and to pursue this dream. And I know for some of you out there, you might be listening and thinking, I'm actually a bit older. I already have all my finances squared away. Or even just, I already have all my finances squared away. Well, I'm not really talking to you about this part then. But even so, I think you can then take a look and see, how do I reinvest in my art? In myself? Maybe it's taking a directing class. Or trying something adjacent to acting that isn't there. Right? Something like, I don't know, a painting class. Pottery. Something that still allows you to create and can maybe instill new ways to approach your work. Something else I think we can do that can help us to maintain this passion is a recommendation from Julia Cameron's The Artist's Way, which is take yourself on an artist date once a week. Maybe that's going to a movie alone. Maybe that's going to a flower garden, writing some poetry while you're there. But take some time for yourself to refuel the well, as she describes it, the artistic and creative well that's within each of us. Sometimes it's good to revisit some of the works that inspired us in the first place. I know for me, The Lord of the Rings and The Departed are two movies that really made me want to become an actor. Very different films. But both are quite inspiring to me. And when I watch them, I always tap in to that deep desire in my heart and why I got started in the first place. Something else that might help is reading a biography of an actor you like, or listening to them in interviews. When you listen to these interviews, you often hear these people that have made it to where we want to go have dealt with the same things that we're dealing with. Those same feelings of frustration, of wanting to quit, of feeling like you're not wanted by this industry. And they've overcome them. And sometimes that can be inspiring in and of itself. Now, to be honest, these are suggestions to keep the passion alive, but ultimately that is a question that comes down to you. I can do what I can with my poker to keep the flames alive. But ultimately, it's a question and a conversation to have with yourself. I just hope that when these questions arise, you remember just how valuable your work is, how necessary your voice is in this world, even if it doesn't reach to the level you want it to reach. When I first got into acting, a big part of it for me was because I had felt so seen by movies from a young age. I felt like I was better able to understand myself, the people around me, my emotions, and I wanted to be able to give that back to at least one person. And at this point, I know I have. But I love making those connections with the next person and the next person. What's your why? What might keep you in the game? And is there a way to shift the game so that it's not just acting, so you're not just waiting for a job? Can you start learning how to write, learning how to direct, produce? Can you find other ways to stay involved in the art that you love so much? Because work begets work. If you produce a film, you're making connections with all those people that are on set who might have a part that comes up for you next. And again, though it may seem dark at times, because this is a tough industry, there is light. There are moments of real beauty and connection where you get to do what you love with people who are also working towards the same goal, who also have passion for the work, for the project. And if those moments can sustain you, great. If you decide you want to take a break or you need to stop altogether, that's also okay. Life is long and short at the same time, paradoxically. Find something that you love and keep doing it, but try to do so in a way that is sustainable. My friend I had mentioned before who took 6 months off, she did that so she could learn how to code, so she could get a higher paying remote job, which allows her to audition and produce and direct, all while maintaining a good salary. So what can you do to help keep that fire alive? I hope you find it, because your flame is very necessary. Thank you for listening to the Acting Notes podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can leave a rating if you'd like, and a comment that will help people find the podcast. I always appreciate that. You can also subscribe to the podcast. But honestly, only do that if you really feel like it, for both of them, all of it. Just do it if you feel like it. Just you listening is reward enough. You can also follow The Acting Notes on TikTok and Instagram at The Acting Notes, where I post more tips and tricks. And again, thank you for listening. I'm Justin Powell. This has been The Acting Notes. Have a good day. Peace.